Blog Talk Radio.
Just for the young. Aren't you glad about that? That we have a loving God. He's not looking at our age, but he blesses us. It doesn't make a difference what age we are, where we are. He is a loving and a forgiving God. Aren't you glad about that? Amen, amen, amen. We thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And thank you for taking out time to come and dine with us on the Word of God. Amen. We're praying that as you receive the Word this evening, you would be filled, amen, and you can just say that the Lord is good, amen, and His Word does not come back void. For those of you who have tuned in by internet, we are an interactive ministry. You can call in and participate if you choose to. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you can hit the number 1, and it lets us know that you have a comment or a question for the speaker once she or he opens up the mic. Amen. Also, we'd like to let you know that as you listen to this message, share it with a friend. Amen. It's about, we're in a time right now, we need to be in prayer for one another. We need to be in prayer for one another. We're looking at this COVID situation, and thank God, again, we put it all in God's hands. You know, He is the one that's in control. And it's right now, I don't know about you, I can see a little relief. Amen. I can see and feel a little relief as we get closer into the warmer climates of June. We can see more people getting vaccinated and feeling comfortable or feeling good about what's happening and what's going to happen. But we have to remember that we have to continue to keep our minds focused on God. Amen. It doesn't make a difference what it looks like. God is the one who has the last word. Amen. He is the Alpha and He is the Omega. And we are to focus on that. We focus on life, not death. Amen? Amen. We're glad that you, that you're thinking and your mindset is in the right place. Amen? Because when you have your mind focused on God, good things come about. Amen? Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God wants us to be happy. He wants us to rejoice. He wants us to be good stewards and to be able to live an abundant life. Amen? So I don't know about you. I'm happy about another day that God has given me, an opportunity that God has given me. So as we move forward, we are, of course, we have our regular scheduled speaker this evening, Pastor Rose Dixon. And I want to say Atlanta, but right now she is a resident of Hampton, Virginia. So I got to get used to saying that, Hampton, Virginia. Amen. So she'll be speaking from Hampton, Virginia. She's coming with a word, as she always comes with a word that is something that we can take with us. Amen. Not, I'm going to say just take with us, something that we can run with. And that's what it's all about. So we thank you for coming in and dining with us on the this evening. And God is a good God. Amen. And we're glad about that. For those of you who are lacking gas at this time, we are in prayer for you. Amen. God is a God of abundance. Amen. And He does not want us to focus on the circumstances, but to keep our minds focused on Him. No matter what the situation is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're in, amen, keep your eyes focused on God, and I guarantee you He will give you peace in the midst of all the confusion. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move on over into Hampton, Virginia. The next voice that you hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon from Hampton, Virginia. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a good day in the Lord. Pastor Rose, are you there?
If you are a democracy,
Pastor Rose, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thought we were having a problem. You know how the enemy gets in the midst of things and starts confusing things with noises, and you can't hear what's being said. You know, but I listen, each and every time I come on, I pray before we even get started. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
How are
well,
you
bless
doing
the
with
Lord.
That gas situation there? Are you having a problem, a shortage?
Yes, we are. We in a shortage. Yes, gas stations don't they don't have any gas, so people are scrambling to get the gas.
Okay.
So
okay.
We going through
well,
it too.
Well, you know, you know what we have to do. Amen. We
Amen.
Have to stay in prayer for one another. One another. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to move on over to you. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for new beginnings, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are God that gives us a clean slate. And we come before you repenting of anything that we've done that's not of you, so that when you see us, you will see us. And
yes,
you will see
God.
The Spirit of God within us. And Lord, Father, you said that where there's two or three that come together in your name. Lord, we come together in the name of Jesus, praying against this shortage of gas. We pray, Heavenly Father, for those, Heavenly Father, that are lacking thereof, that you would be a provider that we know that you are, that you would give them what they need, and they will not run out. It doesn't make a difference what the media says, but they will not run out. They will have more than enough to get to their jobs or whatever they have to do. Lord, Father, we come asking this in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this COVID. Lord, Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for working it out. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can see a new beginning. From all of this year, we have been closed in, and you're allowing us to give us light to be able to see a new beginning, and we thank you for that. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you bless the speaker this evening. Bless the words of her mouth,
God.
Heavenly Father. Bless her mind. Lord, bless her, Heavenly Father. Everything that she does, Heavenly Father, that she would speak life into the ears of the hearers this day, Father. We thank you for the word that's coming forth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for knowing that it does not go back void, Heavenly Father. You said that you every word that comes out of your mouth, Heavenly Father, that it will not be empty. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for building our hope and everything that we do on your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for
God.
Your word. What would we do without your word? We just come claiming and declaring and thanking you in the name of Jesus for your word. We thank you for what we're going to hear. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we claim victory in the name of Jesus. Amen,
yes, God.
Amen, amen. We're going to move out of the way, and we're going to move on over into Hampton, Virginia. Amen. And I'm sitting around the table, and I'm waiting to eat on the word of God.
Ooh, Jesus. Bless you, man of God. Bless your wife, Dr. Suzanne. Amen. We bless the Lord. And to all the hearers that's out there in radio land, we bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say on tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Listen, I'm excited. I'm excited about this word. I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about what God is doing in the earth realm. In spite of what we're going through, I'm still excited. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm super duper excited. Hallelujah for what God is doing. Hallelujah. Listen, let me tell you. Heaven is open. Heaven is not bankrupt. Amen. Hallelujah. Heaven is open for business. Hallelujah. Heaven is not in crisis today. Hallelujah. You can get whatever you need. Hallelujah. From our Father, which sits on the throne and still ruling in this season. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just want you to declare, I want to declare that today that he is still ruling on the throne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whatever you need, it's in God tonight. Hallelujah.
Whatever.
Listen, let me get to the scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 13. I'm going to say it again. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 13. We're going to a familiar passage of scripture tonight. Amen. And I'm just going to give you this word. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you this word that the Lord has given unto me to give to you all on tonight. And it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ah, hallelujah. Listen, this is the month of favor. Amen. This is the fifth month. And tonight I want to declare and speak prophetically over your life the things that God says is yours. And so tonight I'm speaking prophetically to tell you that you can, I can, we can do it because of God, because of Christ. Listen, the enemy has been speaking to some of your ear gates, telling you that you cannot do a thing and that you don't have access to the things of God. But I come to let the devil know, and I send notice to the devil, you can do it. You can make it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen, the scripture says here, I can. Let me stop right there and just tell you about that word, I can. When you begin to declare I can, you begin to crush the word, I cannot. Let me say that again. When you begin to declare I can, you begin to crush the word, I cannot. You kick the word cannot out of your vocabulary. Hallelujah. When you begin to declare I can, you kick the word cannot out of your vocabulary. It cannot stay in your vocabulary. It cannot stay in your speech when you begin to declare and decree a thing. So what I want you to do tonight is touch yourself and say, I can. Come on. Wherever
I can,
you are,
I can,
if you in your car, your house, wherever you are, just tap yourself and say, I can. Begin to declare it in the atmosphere. I can. Hallelujah.
I can.
Sometimes you got to declare and decree a thing in the atmosphere, and you got to begin to declare and decree and crush all the words of the enemy. When you declare and decree a thing, hallelujah, you crush every bit of word from the enemy that comes from him. Hallelujah. And sometimes we got to declare a thing in our lives because the enemy wants to shut you down. The enemy wants to tear you down. But when you begin to declare a thing over your life, come on here, somebody. When you begin to declare that I am healed, in spite of what the doctors say, I am healed. Mm. In spite of what the report says, I am healed. When you begin to look at your finances, when you got a zero balance in your finances, I'm declaring, hallelujah, that I'm more than enough. Hallelujah. I am above and not beneath. Ah, glory to God. I even speak to my finances and tell them, be healed in the name of Jesus. And I speak to my finances and say, money, come unto me. Hallelujah. Because listen, the Bible says that money answers all things. So that lets me know that money has ears. Ah, glory to God. Let me say that again. Money has ears. And so I speak to it and tell it and I command it to come forth. My God, to be. Hallelujah, God. You got to command the thing. Why? Because you got the power and the authority that God has given unto you. Glory to God. And so when we look at the word I can I tell you this? I can is a powerful, it's powerful words. Why? I'm glad you're asked. The reason why I say that is because that when you begin to declare those words, it begins to show you who you are and what you're made of. Hallelujah. Well, so when I begin to declare I can, when I say that, I look at it and I use that word and I begin to see things come out of me that I never thought that was in me. The giftings begin to come out of me. The things that that the enemy told me that I couldn't do, it just come on out and it begins to manifest itself. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, ideas come alive. Abilities come alive in you. The things that you thought you could not do. When you begin to declare, I can, ideas, hallelujah, abilities come out, hallelujah. You begin to look at yourself and say, you know what? I didn't know I could do that. Hallelujah. You look at yourself, you begin to say, I didn't know I could design this. I didn't know that I could be an entrepreneur. Hallelujah. I didn't know that I could be a person that designed clothes. When you say that I can, hallelujah, it moves out all the negativities. Hallelujah. It even shifts your life. Hallelujah. When you begin to say, I can, your life begins to shift into destiny and to purpose. Let me say that again. When you say, I can, your life begins to shift.
Thank you, Jesus.
It begins to shift into destiny and purpose. You begin to walk in your purpose that God has called you to do. Hallelujah. You begin to walk into your destiny.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
You begin to know who you are in God.
Yes,
when you it pushes you to another level in him. It pushes you to another level. Hallelujah. To work in the earth realm. When I say I can, hallelujah, it pushes you, hallelujah, to work the giftings, my, hallelujah, that God has put in you. While you was in your mother's womb, watch it, Jeremiah 1:5, hallelujah. When you was in your mama's womb, hallelujah, he put everything that was in you, hallelujah. So you begin to activate those things that was put in you, in your mother, while you was in your mother's womb. When you begin to say, I can, you begin to move things, hallelujah, out of your way. And it begins to amaze you. You'll be amazed about yourself. Like I stated before, when I use the word I can, I begin to amaze myself. And I begin to look at myself and say, yes, God. Yes, God, I can do it. Hey, glory to God. Listen, can I tell you something else? Every time you say I cannot, you doubt yourself. Let me take you down, because I'm about to fly, y'all. I'm about to fly with this word. Listen, when every time you tell yourself that you cannot do it, you begin to doubt yourself, and you submit yourself to defeat. Hallelujah. When you begin to use those words and you say, I cannot, you begin to put yourself in a place where you feel like you can't make it. You put yourself in a place when you feel like, I can't do this. Hallelujah. You put yourself in a place where you submit to defeat. Hallelujah. But how do you know that we are winners in Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We win. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, we win.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're not a defeated foe tonight. Hallelujah. We have the victory in Jesus. My brother said it earlier. Hallelujah. We have the victory in Jesus.
Yes.
So we can't allow the word, I cannot, control your life. Because let me tell you, I cannot, that word, that very word, can control your life. It can control your destiny. It can control your purpose when you begin to use that word. Because listen, words have life. Hey,
that's
hallelujah.
Right.
When you
that's
begin
right.
to declare it and you speak it, words have life. And guess what? The words got to land somewhere. And those words land in your spirit. And you begin to feel like, I can't do this, God. And God is saying, yes, baby, you can do it. Yes, my child, you can do it. Ah, glory to God. So we got to be careful what we use, the words that we use. Hallelujah. That's why I'm very cautious about what I say and what I speak in the atmosphere. Because guess what? The enemy hears it too. And guess what? He runs with it. You say you stress, and you say that you depressed. You know that spirit of depression will come on you so heavy. You feel like, what just happened? Hallelujah. You just fall in that state where you're in your bed all day and all night. Your blinds are down. It's dark. Nobody can get in contact with you because you cut your phone off because you're depressed and you stressed. Hallelujah. Then it affects your medical problems, affects your body. Why it affects your body? Because you spoke it in the atmosphere and the enemy took it. And he puts you to ownership to it. He puts you to ownership. What I mean is that he begins to make you feel like, you really stressed. Yeah, you really depressed. Oh, come on, somebody. Mm. So you got to be careful in the words that you use in this season, in this hour. Because the enemy's listening, too. He's right there listening.
Right.
He's listening to every word that you say. And he's saying, every time you say something negative, every time you say something that's against God, he said, come on, come on with it. Come on with it. Come on with it. Say it. So you have to be careful about what you say in this season, in this hour. Listen, can I tell you something else? Every time you wake up, you are a winner.
Amen.
Every time that you are on that wake-up list, you are a winner. Why? Because you have another opportunity to get it right with God.
Another opportunity.
Hey, hallelujah. So when you wake up in the morning, realize that you're a winner. Even sometimes when you wake up in the morning and you're feeling low or your body is aching, you're still a winner. Hallelujah. You didn't lose the fight because you're up. Hallelujah. You didn't lose the fight because you're breathing. Hallelujah. You're not losing the fight. Hallelujah. Because you have your abilities. Hallelujah. You didn't lose the fight because you were able to see. Yeah, mama, that you are able to see what God is about to do in the earth realm, hallelujah, and you see what God is about to do in your life.
Yes.
Glory to God. And so the Bible says that I can do all things, not something, come on here, not a little bit, hallelujah, but he said all things, hey, hallelujah. Why? Through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. In other words, that word, hallelujah, all things. You could conquer all things. Even when bad report comes, even in conditions that you're dealing with, even with situations that you're dealing with, you have the strength, hallelujah, and you can do all things.
Yes.
God has given you that power. God has given you that authority to do all things. You could conquer all things. Listen, I speak every day. I'm a conqueror. Even though it may look crazy, even though it may form, hallelujah. The Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Even though it may form, even though it may present itself, you are a conqueror. Why? Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So don't let your situation, come on here, somebody. Don't let your situation take over your life. Don't let your situation dictate your life and the things that you need to do in God. See, we cannot allow this gas situation dictate what my life is going to be. We can't allow Corona, hallelujah, dictate my life.
Amen, yes, that's right.
We can't let Corona tell you that you can't do it. You can't let Corona stop you from doing the ministry that God has called you to do.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you this. When I was in Georgia, because I just moved from Georgia to Atlanta, and I had my youth department. We were in a pandemic, yes, we were. But guess what? Mm-hmm. My children went out and we fed the homeless.
Yes, praise God.
Atlanta, serving the people. We went out CDC. Guidelines, we had our masks, and we had our gloves.
Yes.
But I took my young people, and I wanted to let my young people know, you don't let this stop you from doing what God has called you to do.
All right, amen.
And so we began to feed the people, and the homeless loved it. They appreciated.
Yes.
We prayed for them. We encouraged them in the pandemic. We let them know that they can make it through the pandemic.
Yes.
Even though you may be living on the street, God is still able. Ephesians 3:20. He's still able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
Above all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Above all. Yeah, Baba.
Come on now. Yeah, say it.
He can do all things. We cannot allow these things, hallelujah, to take control. Why? Because you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. In other words, when he says strengthen me, and when I look at the word strengthen me, it makes me strong, hallelujah.
It builds me up, hallelujah.
It gives me that push to run on, hallelujah. And how do you tonight want to run on with Jesus?
How do you want to run
on to the next, hallelujah? How do you want to run on to your now, hallelujah? How do you want to run on and see what the end is going to be. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not one time to be stopped. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told somebody
yeah.
the other day, I said, recess is over. Hallelujah. Playtime is over. It's time
all right
to get
now.
In the
oh.
will of the Lord.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
It's time
yes,
to begin
Lord.
To do the things of the Lord. Why? Because he will strengthen you to do what you have called to do. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
My God.
He will
Hallelujah.
Build me up. So when you go going through situations, he will build you up. That's what it means by strengthening you.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he'll
he
build
will.
You up.
When he strengthens you, he's building you up. Why are you going through your situation? Because sometimes problems can get you down. Situations
yes, they
can make you
yes.
feel like you're
yes.
so low. But when you call on Jesus and you pull on his
yes.
strength, it's going to build you up.
Amen.
The problem
Praise
that you're going through,
God.
And you, the problem that you're going through, and when you put on that strength and it builds you up, that problem is gone. You don't feel the effects of the problem.
That's right.
You don't
That's
feel
right.
effects of the situation when you pull on his strength. Hallelujah.
Pull on his strength.
Yeah.
His strength.
Yes, his strength. Yeah. Not our strength, but his strength.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It even empowers you to fulfill the purpose that he has in you.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Let
that's
me say that again.
Good.
He empowers you to fulfill, which means
yes,
to complete.
Yes.
When you look at the word fulfill, fulfill means to complete.
Complete.
The purpose and the plan that he
my,
has
my.
For you to do in the earth realm.
Yes.
Oh, my,
so those
my,
good
my,
things
earth,
that he put in you, Jeremiah 1 and 5, while you was in your mother's womb, hallelujah, those gifts, he is expecting you, and he gives you the power to fulfill them.
Yes.
So nobody can't say anymore that I can't do what God called me to do. That's
all right,
you, because you didn't pull on the strength.
All right.
You didn't pull on his strength.
Yeah.
Because I hear people say, well, you know, I couldn't do what God called me to do. No, that's on you.
That's on
because
you.
Because you didn't pull on the strength. Because that strength empowers you to fulfill the purpose and the destiny
yes.
that he has for you.
My
yeah.
God.
Yeah, in this season, in this hour. Oh, glory to God.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory to
so you can't
God.
Say, I can't do it. Say, speaking,
yes,
I can do it. Because I
can
do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm.
He gives you the abilities. Hallelujah. Even when you're handicapped, hallelujah, you still got
all
abilities.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you do. Yes,
hallelujah.
You do. Yes, you do.
Oh, glory to God. So you can't use because I'm handicapped. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You still
That's
got
right.
abilities. Hallelujah. You could use, hallelujah, your mouth. Hallelujah. If you're in a wheelchair, you could still use your mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're paralyzed from
amen.
The bottom down, you can still use your hands. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory
yes.
to God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So you can
Glory
do all things.
To God. Glory
Why?
To God.
Because John 15 and 7 says, if you abide in me, abide in me, and my words abide
my,
in you,
my.
You shall ask
yes.
what ye will, and it shall be done
Hallelujah.
Unto you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
It shall
That's
be
why
done.
You can do it, because I'm connected. Hallelujah. I'm connected to the vine. Hallelujah.
The vine.
I'm connected to the source. Hallelujah. Jesus is in me, and I'm in him, so I can do all things. Hallelujah.
All things. Yeah.
And his word abides in me. Hallelujah. And you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall come to pass.
Shall come to pass.
Why? Because I'm connected. Hallelujah. And in this season, let me plug this in right now. In this season, don't get disconnected. Don't get disconnected.
That's right.
From God.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Plug in to the source. Hallelujah. Just like my iPhone, when my iPhone dies, hallelujah, I plug it into the socket so it can give me source, so it can give me some juice. Hallelujah. Don't do so in this
plug
season, plug
into
in.
The
plug in to God. Hallelujah. Plug in the source.
Yes.
Ah, glory to God. Don't lose the source. Hallelujah. Don't allow situations and things to distract you to not to plug in to him. Hallelujah. Because if you don't plug into him, you be saying these words, I cannot.
That's
when you're
right,
not connected
you
to him, You say these words, I cannot.
I cannot.
Glory to
Lord,
God.
Have mercy.
So you got to stay connected. Hallelujah. Oh, stay connected to him in this season, in this hour. Oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
My last
my
thing
God.
I want to say, hallelujah. Listen, the confidence in Christ will cause you to say, I can. Let me say that again. The
yes,
confidence
hallelujah.
In Christ
yes.
will cause you to say, I can. See,
I
you
got
to be confident in who you are and who you belong
yes.
to in this
yes.
season.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got to know that yes. you know that you know that you know. Hallelujah.
That
who
you know,
who
that
is
you know.
In your life. You got to know, hallelujah, who has your back in this season. Hallelujah.
You got to know.
Who is connected with you.
You got
hallelujah.
To know.
Yeah. Yes.
Hallelujah. So that you can
yes.
say,
holy.
I can. Hallelujah.
I can make it.
Hallelujah.
I can survive.
Hallelujah.
I can survive this situation.
I can overcome what I'm dealing with.
Yes.
I can overcome
yes.
my finances. Hallelujah. I can
yes.
overcome
yes.
financial situations. Hallelujah. You got to speak it in this season. I can make it through.
Yes.
Whatever that you're dealing with on tonight, speak, I can, I can, I can.
Yes.
And watch you do it. Watch it work for you.
Just
I can
one.
Works for you,
just
too.
One.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you again, I can works for you. That word works
yes,
for
it will.
You.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It will,
yes, it will work for you in this season, in this hour. Hallelujah. It will open up doors for you in this hour, in this season. Hallelujah. It will take you on the right path if you just use the word, I can, I can, I can, I
can,
I can, in this season. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Destiny and purpose will take place when you say, I can, I can, I can, I can. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. So I just want to leave with you tonight. I can. Begin to declare it in your life. Begin to declare it in your family. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Declare it in your finances. Hallelujah. Declare it in your businesses. Hallelujah. You entrepreneurs. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can do it. Hallelujah. In this season, because God wants to get some things to you. Hallelujah. He wants you to work in this season. Hallelujah. He wants to bless you in this season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to
Amen.
Open up doors
Amen.
For you in this season. Oh, let him
Amen.
Let him do it. Let him do it for you in this season. Hallelujah. And begin to declare, I can, I can. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to
yes.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I can. I can. We all have
I
abilities.
Can.
Yes, yes. We all have the ability to do what God has called us to do in this season, in this hour. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God. Glory to God.
Yes.
When you begin to use the word, I can, I can. Hallelujah. Miracles take place. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Deliverance
yes.
takes
yes.
place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Set free begins to take place. Hallelujah.
My God.
I can is a different perspective on life. It's a different perspective on my life when I began to use the word I can, because at one point I was like, God, I cannot. At one point,
yes.
I used that word, I cannot, I cannot.
Yes.
But God
yes.
began to let me see who I was. Hallelujah. That
yes.
I'm an ambassador of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm a sonship. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when he began to let me know that I belong to him, my word began to change and it says, I can.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I began to submit
yes.
to the word,
yes.
I can. Hallelujah.
I can.
My submission began, I can. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When it's feeling rough and tough in my life, I said, I can make it. I can make it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When
yes.
I'm racking
yes.
with pain,
yes.
hallelujah, and things are
yes.
so confused in my life, I say, I can. I can.
I
hallelujah.
Can.
When things
I
don't
can.
Go wrong, when things don't go right in your life, I say I can. I can make
I
it.
Can.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. It's not unto death. Hallelujah. It's to give you glory, God. Hallelujah. It's not unto death. It's to give you glory, God. Hallelujah. I can in this season.
I can.
Hallelujah. You got to declare that. You got to declare that. You got to change your language. Hallelujah. Change your vocabulary in this season, in this hour. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to change that language to kingdom language. And this is kingdom language. And Philippians 4:13, that's kingdom language. Hallelujah.
Yes,
not religion, but kingdom. Hallelujah.
Kingdom.
This kingdom talk. Hallelujah. Philippians
kingdom
4:13. Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33. That's kingdom.
Yes.
That's kingdom talk right there. Hallelujah.
Kingdom
and
talk.
In this season, we got to speak kingdom talk in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because this negativity talk has been out. Negativity is out. Negativity talk is out. But we got to overshadow it with kingdom talk. Kingdom talk. Hallelujah.
Talk.
When you're sitting around
kingdom
the table,
talk.
Hallelujah, with your friends and family, kingdom talk. Yeah, glory
kingdom
to
talk.
God.
Kingdom
hallelujah.
Talk.
Knock out that negativity, hallelujah, and kingdom talk. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And kingdom talk is, I can. Hallelujah.
I can.
I yield to you, Elder. Hallelujah.
I can. Of God.
Yes.
You know what? I love it when we start talking about kingdom talk. God
kingdom talk.
In Psalms it says, oh, take and see that
the Lord
is good. And then it goes on to say, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I'm talking about
kingdom talk.
I love it. I can.
Kingdom
let me stop. I'm going to open up these mics and let the comments come
out.
I'm going to stop talking. Listen, all I'm saying is the food was good.
It was good.
I'm acknowledging the recipe that came forth, and I am filled. I thank God for the word that has been spoken.
Amen.
Mics are open.
Bless the Lord.
Don't let me get too excited here.
This is Pastor Robinson. How y'all doing tonight?
We're blessed.
I apologize for the coming on late, Pastor, but I really enjoyed that word. You just encouraged
Jesus
my spirit. It took me back to my childhood. Remember the story of the little engine that could? That's where that took me to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a child at heart. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm a kid at heart. But
what a little engine
you know, he couldn't do it, but then he got it in his spirit to say, I think I can. When you put I think I can in your spirit, and those mountains that you have to come up against, those mountains that you have to go over, the mountains you have to climb and go down the other side, you say, I think I can.
Hallelujah.
And then by the time you get to the top of that mountain, hallelujah, somebody, by the time you get to that
mountain, I knew I could.
That just blew me away right there. Thank you so much. That just blew me away. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that took me all the way back. all the way back to the little engine that could.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
All right, Pastor. That's good. That's good.
I can.
Hallelujah.
And when we can, and you know what? One of the worst words that we use, and let me say it this way, if y'all don't mind, as African Americans or as Black people, we use the word "I can't."
That's right. That's right. We do.
You know, and we have to. I think I preached to our church one time, and I gave 5 ways to become a positive person, and when we preach that, you know, positivity as you have tonight, then people will get it in their spirit, and like I just did, and things that you thought you couldn't do, tomorrow
that's
you
right.
Would do it.
That's right. That's
you,
right.
You would do it. Or you might even do it by the end of the night, you know, mm-hmm. because somebody has told you in your life that you can't get that job. You can't drive a new car. You can't own a new home. But when you put it in your spirit, and as you said, Pastor, I can. And that's what we need to instill in our children, our young people today, and a lot of adults. We need to instill those two words, I can. 4 letters,
yes.
I can. That's it. I'm sorry. That just got all over me. So I'm like you, Elder Clay. I don't want to let that one go.
That's all right, Pastor. That's good.
I'm sitting here sweating.
Yeah, I'm sweating. All right.
I love it.
For those of you that just came on that's never been on Blog Talk Radio this evening, you know, we're just common people just sitting down at the table and just feeding up the Word of God. That's all we have.
Amen.
That's precious.
The Word is to go forth, and all we're doing is just feeding on the Word of God. And you know what?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Encouraging one another.
I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're going through. Listen, let me
come
tell you
on
something.
Now.
This is a spiritual warfare. And God says we have to be renewed. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Yes.
So how you think is who you become. How you think is who you become. And I like what you said.
That's right.
If you just use kingdom talk, let me tell you something.
Kingdom talk.
Your world will be transformed. Your mind will be changed. And you won't be seeing things the way that you've been seeing them before. Kingdom talk. Whatever comes out your mouth,
kingdom
as the pastor said, let it be kingdom talk.
Let it be.
Listen, the mics are open. Anybody, any other comments?
It really pays to be positive, and have belief in God, and thus have belief in yourself, Christ-like behavior. But if you believe you're going to fail, you're going to fail. You're not going to try hard.
My God.
But anyway, God is not going to be with you at that moment. Did you say you're not getting? I'm going to fail. Because it becomes a deliberate act that you're going to fail just by your choice.
Let's be careful about
the word that we take.
And even
with our health, our finances, we have to believe
that
we're going to be successful. If you believe I'm going to be unsuccessful, I can't do it, you're right, you can't. But anyway, as long as you have faith in Christ, our Lord, you'll be able to achieve. And follow through. And sometimes we win and we don't even realize we won.
That's right. We've
been dealing with this pandemic, and people without food, people without shelter, they're worried about losing their home. And many of us are not worried. That's not a concern. We're not living paycheck to paycheck. And we have plenty of food, and we may have health issues, but anyway, we're doing okay. Praise the Lord. There are people who can't exercise, but you can exercise spiritually and mentally, even if you can't do it physically.
I'm not trying to hog up the mic, but it's just something.
That's all right. Go ahead, Pastor.
I've got to testify to something. You know, just today, well, yesterday, we have been trying to sell our house. And then the reason I came on late is because we were out searching for another home before we sell ours. And it was in my spirit. That's why I'm so glad that I went ahead and got on, because you helped me to overcome this. It was in my spirit that, man, we can't sell this house. You know, we can't do this.
Uh-huh.
But I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I can.
But you can.
I can.
I can.
I can.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can. I can. Hallelujah, somebody. I can.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Mother Gloria from Dallas, Georgia. I'm sitting here, good evening, feasting on this. I didn't come to say anything but to sit here. I was eating. Sitting here eating my dinner, and Pastor Rose, you took us there. I so appreciate how many times that I have questioned myself that I'm not good enough. So if you just be real, I'm just being real, just being me. There's times that what God has called me to do, and I said, I listened to different ones. I said, Lord, I can't pray like that. I can't speak like that. I can't do that. Why you called me? And the Lord God says to me, why not you? Why not you? I called you. Kingdom talk. I can't. And when you said, I can't, I said, oh, it's on now. Elder Clay, I'm gonna be good. You know, Mother will call under me ministry. I show out. But I'm sitting here listening, and I'm shaking, and he's talking about the engine. Who can? I can't. Thank you so much for this radio blog that we can be real. We could sit around the table. We can
get a word, and we could share
to encourage one another. And you encourage me tonight. I'm no longer going to say, I'm good at saying I can't. But then God says, I can do all things. He said all things. So thank you so much, Pastor Rose and Elder Clay and Pastor Robinson.
Yeah, somebody got to mute their mic.
I've had a good time.
Please mute your mic if you're not talking. We can hear everything. It sounds like you're taking ice out or whatever, and I apologize for doing that, but this is a ministry, and we're here encouraging others, and it's just disrespectful when we hear disturbances or distractions in the background. So if you're not saying anything, please mute your mic, and when you get ready to come back on, then you just unmute it. Therefore, I don't have to unmute everyone. I'm not fussing. I'm just trying to make it right, okay? Everything should be done decently and in order. So I trust that you're going to do that. Please, ma'am, please, sir, okay? Thank you. Are there any other comments? All the mics are open. Any other comments?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
I hope you don't take a button and you get quiet now. Come on, man. We just sitting around the table. We just like normal people, natural people. All right, we just haven't talked. It's like when your kids tell you, know, they do something wrong and they look at you. Are you mad at me? You say, no, I'm not mad at you, honey. I just love you. I'm just trying to tell you what's right.
Amen.
So, amen.
Are there any other comments?
Amen.
Hello.
I can.
Hello?
I can. If that's
yes,
a comment,
yes,
I can.
We can hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes.
We can hear you.
I'm sorry. This is my first time on. I just wanted to let you guys know that I was really blessed by the message. I didn't get some of the message, but the part that I've heard, I was extraordinarily blessed. So I thank God for you all.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Join us again. Continue to join us. Continue to join us.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. And ma'am, please, we thank you for coming on. As we have invited you for dinner, we invite you back again because every Wednesday we sit and we're waiting for the feast and see what someone, the recipe that someone is coming up with, and we're just sitting in right here. You know how you sit around a table and you smell the food and you know it's good and you just can't wait to eat it? And that's all we're doing. And we have eaten and we're just talking about how good the food was.
The food
and
was.
That's all it is. And, you know, and that's just how I share with Blog Talk Radio. We just sit and just have a good time in the Lord. We just have a good time in the Lord. For those of you that came on late, we'll let you know that you can go into the archives. You can pull up this message and hear it again. Go into Blog Talk Radio. Then type again. Type in We Can Begin Again. That's Blog Talk Radio. And then type in, we can begin again. And you can hear the message from the very beginning. Everything has been archived. Amen? Everything has been archived. In fact, I think we're looking at close to 500 messages we have in the archive. So, you know, don't get lost, all right? Listen to this message first. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Again, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate you. We do. You know, we're all like, this is family. I just call this is just family. You know, we are in the
mm-hmm.
body of Christ. We are all family. That's all it is. We're just family. We're just coming here to encourage and lift up one another. It doesn't make a difference. Listen, somebody
that
might be going through something that might be listening right now, and your testimony, your laughter, or whatever you said may change someone's life. And that's what it's all about. To let them know that God loves them. God loves them. It doesn't make a difference where you are. It doesn't make a difference what you've done. It doesn't make a difference what your circumstance is. God loves you. And let me tell you something. When you get, listen, when you develop a relationship with God, your life is will never, ever be the same. God will blow your mind with the things that he does in your life. Doors will be open. You'll see things the way that you've never saw them before. Your walk will be different. Your talk will be different. In fact, tonight, kingdom talk. Not worldly talk, but kingdom talk. Everything begins to change. You become a new person, a new creature in Christ. Amen, amen. I just love it. I just love what
amen.
God does to us on a daily basis. And let me tell you something.
That's
I don't
it.
Know who you are, where you are. I'm looking at all of these numbers. It looks like they're from all over the world, all these numbers here. You know, but all I know is it doesn't make a difference. Wherever you are, we all have challenges. We all have challenges. And that's what it's all about. The body coming together, and we, all we're doing is acknowledging that there is a head. There is a head. There is someone that speaks for us. There is someone that gives us insight, that guides us in terms of what we're supposed to do when we're hurting or we're going through a challenge. That's all it is. No big eyes. Listen, we're all on the same platform. God sees us as his children, and that's all we are. We're just children
Amen.
Of the Most High. And God is a loving God. It just listen, if somebody hurts you, go to God. Go to God.
Go to God.
It's good for people to pray for you, but take a minute and develop a relationship with Christ on your own. And I guarantee
That's right.
you, he'll be your best friend.
Hallelujah.
And then you'll be talking like Pastor Rose said, I can. It doesn't make a difference
yes.
what it looks like. I can. And that's what God
yes.
wants us. Kingdom talk. Kingdom talk. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're coming toward the
Amen.
End of our evening. I know I've been blessed. I'm full. The word has been good. Taste and see that the listen, taste and see. God God is a good God. He is a good God. And don't let nobody tell you anything different. Don't let nobody twist your mind and because of anything that you've gone through that God is not with you. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And that's the God we serve. But you know what? He has his own timing for all things. And sometimes God has to allow us to go through some things so that we can acknowledge him properly. We have to go through things so that we can acknowledge him for who he is. God is he's a stubborn God. We can't compare him to these little gods we have. God is a God who sits high and looks low. For he is the Omega. He is the creator of this universe.
Yes.
So we give him all the glory. We give him all the honor. We give him all of the praise. Kingdom talk. And that's what God wants us, to strengthen us so that when we are communicating, we're communicating kingdom talk. I can. Through Christ, who can do all things. That's who he is. I don't know about you, but that's my testimony. That's my testimony. Pastor Rose, you want to give us a closing prayer? And we thank you so much for coming forth. I hope I didn't talk too much, but I get excited anytime
that
we start talking about the Word of God. I just get excited. Sometimes I lose it. And you know, I say, you know, all right, John, you're talking too much. All right, let somebody else talk.
It's all right.
I love you all. But God loves you most. Pastor Rose, would you please give us a closing prayer?
Well, we bless the Lord on tonight. I want to say this prophetically. Report is going up. Your credit score is going up. The Lord said credit scores are going up. I want to say that because the Lord told me that last week on Sunday night, I spoke it in the atmosphere on my prayer line. And that same day, the lady testified that same night, her score went up to 10 points that immediately. And the Holy Ghost gave it to me again tonight. He said, speaking in the atmosphere on this line, he said, credit scores are going up because there's favor. I told you earlier part of this month, I told you earlier, we in the month of favor. This is the fifth month. And God said, there's favor
thank
on your
Jesus.
Credit score. And God, we bless
thank
the name.
You,
we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this word that we can do it, and we will do it because you will strengthen us even the more, God. Bless the hearers, God. Allow them to be doers of this word. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we thank
bless
you for tuning in. You can go into the archives of Blog Talk Radio and type in We Can Be Again Again. Amen. And you can listen to this message. Show with the friends. Amen. You are blessed. That's what God
bless you.
Proclaim the word in our family, outside of our family. That's what God wants us. Thank you. Remember, you love you. God bless you. Good night.
In a crowded room, haunted by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy. Far behind, though all I have is lost, it seems, from the shadow of a dream that used to be. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there. I face the dawn.